Coach, I did one more Best of Vandals basketball. It was a win over Carlisle from a couple years ago, and the Vandals have been successful against the Indians a little bit more here the last couple of years. But before that win, we had a little drought going.
Well, Carlisle and they've been down the last 2 years, but up until that point, they were always one of the toughest teams on our schedules, and if we had a good team, you know, we could get them. If we had an average team, they were going to beat us. And Coach Palmer, I just know historically since I've been coaching, it's like you cannot get down to Carlisle, because if you foul them, they're like 100% the last 2 minutes of shooting free throws, maybe 99% over the last 20 years. They didn't miss. And they had a nice team. The Seaver kid was the kid to stop. It was one of their post players. He played football at McKendree, but just a real good athlete and a real good guy. And Seaver was the kid to stop, and we thought we had a pretty good game plan. And just looking back on that game, Devin Little had a huge game. Like, he may have had a double-double in the first half. He may have had 10 rebounds in the first quarter. I'm not sure exactly. And then Nathan Casey did his typical post up. I'm going to post up. I'm going to score on you. And I'm going to step outside and hit a three. And the game went back and forth. We jumped out to a lead at the end of the first quarter. They took the lead in the second. I think we were leading right before halftime. And it went back and forth till a couple minutes left. And we got a four-point lead. And got a couple of defensive rebounds, a couple stops, and a real tight game against a real solid team. They had a good game plan, pretty low scoring game, if I remember correctly. But it was a very well played game, and it was a big win for us that year.
Absolutely. Yeah. Carlisle is still one of those programs, whether they're down or not, it's still a pretty big deal when you get a win over them.
It is. They have some good history, and Coach Palmer's, you know, I know he coached down south before he came to Carlisle, I believe. Was it after Coach Weathers left?
Yeah, he was. He coached at Pope County. He took them to the Super Sectional against Modern Day in 96. So.
Yeah, and Carlisle has a state championship in 89. Tommy Michael did in 87. Is that right?
89. It was 89, when they won.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. And Tommy Michael went on and played at U of I, and I think he's now the AD at Eastern Illinois University. But a lot of history there, and a lot of pride in their program, and just they're always a good team. It's just the last couple of years they were a little bit down in talent, and that's going to happen to teams. But it's a nice game to keep on our schedule, and they'll be back on our schedule next year. They're not on it this year, but we'll get back to regular things next year, hopefully. So, great win for us. And anytime you beat Carlisle, like you said, it's a notch in your hat. So.
All right. Well, Coach, appreciate the time this morning, and let's go get ready for a game today.
I'll see you today. I'm not sure I can go up and talk to you today.
We probably can't do that part. So.
I don't know how that's all going to play out. I don't know how some of the other stuff. You know, one of the odd things with the mitigation rules, and it says suggestions, so I don't know what the referees have been told, but one of the rules is there's no jump ball.
I was going to ask you about that. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, there's no jump ball. There's like kind of like a media timeout under 5 minutes, 30-second timeouts. Only the players on the floor can be in that huddle, but you still got to be 6 feet apart. So there's a lot of little things. I'm still... You know, we're going to play it by ear because there's some stuff. It'll be a little strange, but we'll just see how it goes and go forward with it. So,
yeah, whatever we got to do, we'll make it happen.
It'll be interesting. I mean, there's nothing major, but
right.
Just a couple of little things here and there. So we've had to make some adjustments. I told the kids to bring their own drinks, their own water. You know, they got to have their own bag with their own supplies by wherever they're sitting and not, you know, somewhere else. And so we got to keep that social distancing as best we can. So, you know, we'll deal with it. And it should be fun. it should be a fun one today.